the bombshell sexual misconduct allegations against Alabama GOP nominee Roy Moore have roiled the state's Senate race, giving Democrats an unusual chance to win a seat in the deep red state. But while a growing number of Republicans have called on Mr. Moore to leave the race, his Democratic opponent, Doug Jones, has largely kept quiet. It's a story from Lisa Hagan, campaign reporter at The Hill. Lisa, what's up?
That's largely been a strategy since the allegations broke in a Washington Post story about 4 or 5 days ago and last Thursday. Jones has been largely quiet on it. He only really brings it up if he's pressed about it by a reporter. He tries to, you know, shift the focus to health care and jobs, issues that are usually talked about, more local issues in Senate campaigns. But it seems that we're already seeing a little bit shift in strategy. We're seeing a new ad by him. He's been going up a lot on the airwaves. But this is his first ad since the allegations broke, and he decided to run an ad that had Republicans saying that they can't support him and they don't trust him. So we're seeing he's trying to figure out ways he can incorporate these allegations into his campaign, but overall he has tried to keep the focus on his campaign and what he can do for Alabama.
I guess that can be tricky at times. I think there was there an analyst in your story or an observer who said something along the lines of it's already bleeding, right? The wound, just let it bleed or something like that?
Yeah, it seems like that's what's been the strategy for him and Democrats largely across the board. They feel like, you know, this is a story that keeps on snowballing a bit. We've already had another accuser come out against Moore. So they're kind of just letting this play out. Republicans are calling on him to step aside, and it used to be that they were calling on him to step down if true. Now we're seeing that they are just calling for him to immediately drop from the race. Some of them are even floating that he be expelled if he still wins and becomes the next senator. So it's been a strategy to let kind of Republicans, you know, deal with this and cope with the fallout. And Democrats, especially national ones in Washington, feel like at this point they don't really have to invest heavily in the race. Doug Jones has already raised a lot of money. He's been up on the airwaves for more than a month now. And they feel like he can run his own campaign without getting Washington muddied in that.
Well, and to be clear, probably national Democrats would not be welcome in Alabama, at least kind of from a political ad standpoint, I guess, right?
Right. That's been their argument the whole time. We keep asking the national committees, are they planning to invest? Are they planning to invest more? And we haven't really gotten an answer on that. And I think they're, as we said before, letting Republicans just, you know, deal with this, the fallout, and more as well. And I think they're going to do this wait-and-see approach because he's, you know, Jones has been fine raising money. He's been a pretty prolific fundraiser considering it's Alabama, and they feel like Washington can kind of tarnish him. It's not a well-liked entity in Alabama, and it's still a deep red electorate. So, and Doug Jones made that clear in his campaign. He is in his first ad out since he won his primary. He said that, you know, Washington is broken and both parties need a reality check, as he says. So they want to kind of keep that, I guess, Washington stink away, as you will, and not muddy the waters in that way. So it's been largely the strategy.
We're speaking with Lisa Hagan, campaign reporter at The Hill. She's written a piece about Alabama Democratic Senate candidate Doug Jones, whose strategy largely has been to lie low as these sexual assault allegations pile up against the Republican candidate Roy Moore. What about the possibility of Alabama's Republican governor moving the election date?
Right, that's been a thing floated by some Republicans. She's done it once before. The special election wasn't supposed to be till 2018, and when the governor at the time resigned amid a sex scandal, she, you know, Governor Kay Ivey, became the governor and decided to move it up into to December, which is when the general election will be. People have floated that. People have asked. I think her office has said that they are not entertaining the thought. They are not planning to do that. So as of right now, we are having a general election on December 12th, a little less than a month now. It's something that they're trying to think of, and if they're able to extend it a little bit longer, that would be their way of trying to maybe get him off the ballot, since there is no choice now. He is on the ballot regardless of if he stays in or not.
Yeah.
But as of right now, it seems like the most likely option is that we are having a special election in December.
Thanks, Lisa. Lisa Hagan, campaign reporter at The Hill.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.